بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قدم زيد بن حارثة المدينة ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيتي، فأتاه فقرع الباب، فقام إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجر ثوبه فاعتنقه وقبله. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. We are continuing the chapter of meeting some person, greeting him, shaking his hands, and also the chapter on mu'anaqah. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an came to Medina. Now Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know the incident when Zayd, a little young boy, and he came and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted him. Later on, his father, his uncle, his brother came looking for him, and they wanted to take him back. Zayd had embraced Islam and Iman. He was a believer. He was a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was young. So Rasulullah gave Zayd the option to choose whoever he wanted. Zayd radiallahu anhu did not go back with his uncle and his father. He chose to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at one stage, Zayd radiallahu anhu was even known as Zayd bin Muhammad, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses that, no, you're going to call him by his father's name. His father was Haritha. Nonetheless, Rasulullah loves Zayd tremendously, immensely. Zayd radiallahu ta'ala's son was Usama. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala was also beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so dear to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like that was Usama bin Zayd and Zayd radiallahu ta'ala himself. So Zayd radiallahu had gone on some expedition and he returned. So he came back to Medina, and Sayyidina Aisha says Rasulullah was in my house at the time, and Zayd comes to see Rasulullah after a long time. He had been missing Rasulullah. Nabi was also missing Zayd. Zayd knocked on the door. Nabi Akrim, when he realized it was Zayd, he stood up immediately. Yajurru thawbahu, grabbing his, putting behind his upper garment. So his upper, he had not had any upper garment on, and he heard that Zayd came. So he hastened towards the door and he quickly took his upper garment, and as he's wearing his upper garment, he opens the door. فَاعْتَنَقَهُ وَقَبَّلَهُ, he made mu'anaqa, he embraced Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and Rasulullah then kissed him also. So we mentioned the other mu'anaqa, that every time you meet a person, you make mu'anaqa. Yes, musafaha you make, you shake hands if you wish, and there's great virtue for that. Mu'anaqa is especially when a person is coming from a safar, and oh, he's going for a safar. Sometimes somebody passes away, when you're giving ta'ziyah, you can make mu'anaqa. When you're congratulating a person, you make mu'anaqa. These are the occasions of mu'anaqa. So here, Rasulullah makes mu'anaqa. He embraces Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and he kisses him also. He hadn't seen him for a long time, and he was very dear of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Wa Nabi Dharrin radiallahu ta'ala qal, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shi'an walau an talqa akhaka biwajhin tariq. As Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not look down, do not disdain any good action in deen, any little action. Don't look down upon it. Walau an talqa akhaka biwajhin tariq, in even meeting your Muslim brother with a cheerful face, with a smiling face, that too is regarded to be a ma'roof, a good deed. Don't disregard that also. So here again, when you meet a person, of course sometimes a person is in remorse, he's got some grief, he's got some worry. And like Jabir radiallahu was sitting, or some sees him, oh Jabir, why I see you so full of grief? Jabir radiallahu had his father's debts to pay. So obviously at that moment he wasn't in a very good mood, he was sad, he was distressed. So sometimes a person has got some worry. But nevertheless, generally, we should be having a smiling face when we meet a person. It also creates some cheerfulness in that person's heart. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qabbala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Hasan ibn Aliin, faqal al-Aqra bin Habis, inna li 'ashratan min al-waladi ma qabbaltu minhum ahadan, faqal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man la yarham la yurham. Muttafaqun alayh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his grandson Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. There are so many incidents where he embraced his grandchildren, he kissed them, and like that, in this particular instance, Rasulullah saw Hassan radiallahu anhu one day and he kissed him. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu anhu was a Bedouin. A Bedouin came from far, he didn't have that type of etiquettes, and He was still learning and gaining knowledge. He sees Rasulullah SAW kissing Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, his grandson. So Aqra says, Ya Rasulullah SAW, I've got 10 sons, 10 children. I never ever kiss any one of them anytime. Rasulullah SAW said, that person who does not show mercy, mercy will not be shown upon him. You don't show mercy, affection, kindness to your own child, Allah will not show mercy to you. So many times we find many homes, the father has got no bond with the children. Why? He doesn't even kiss them. And when this happens, and the child then looks for attention, he seeks attention in other ways, in impermissible ways. And we find the person then has lost love for his parent. How do you expect that child when he grows up to have respect for you and love and affection for you? Simple sunnah of Rasulullah. We have little children, we can kiss them. Imagine Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah, when Nabi would visit her at her home, she would stand up and kiss her father, and when he would visit her at her house, she would stand up and he would kiss her. So here, Aqra bin Habis radiallahu said, I've got 10 children, never kissed them any time. Rasulullah said, Man la yarham, la yurham. That person does not show mercy. Imagine to your own children, then how will Allah show mercy upon you? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.